Well, hello. So I've gone all out. I've got five pale ales right over the spectrum, from really hearty to very delicate and almost flowery types of pale ale, including a completely new one on me. And I also just want to put in a note for another three, which I haven't highlighted, but I do think they are, really worth adding. So you've got eight summer pale ales, which are, I think, absolutely top of the class at the different levels. One of them is only 4.1%, one of them is 7.2%. So we're really notching in some mileage there. There's no excuse to be drinking lager. You can keep these chilled in your fridge if you're sensible. You won't have anything else in the fridge, and the freezer will be full of ice cream. It's that time of year. So let's get cracking on and see which of these pale ales is going to sort of prove to be the most memorable. In fact, what I've found is every single one of them is incredibly beautiful for its own entirely separate reasons, so I think they're all almost equally pleasing. But what I'll do is I will do a conclusion, and I'll preference them one top to eight. Okay, but you've got to try them all for yourself, and there's no way you're going to agree with my listing of one to eight. The purpose of this isn't really to say one of these is the best. The main purpose of it is to say they're all brilliant, they're all fantastic in their own way, and you're going to find at least three out of eight that you really adore and you just want to stuff your fridge full of, and every nook and cranny in your house, ideally. But do get out into the pubs and see what you can find, and buy as much as you can from the actual breweries, okay? Chin chin!